You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Luke Morrow in for Reggie alongside John Lopez and Figgy Fig. And you could text the show, 713-572-4610. We'll go around the NFL in a moment, but we asked last segment for the question of the day. What's something you've had to do in life that you were unqualified for? I did like a couple that came in during the commercial break. Someone said they worked for a grocery store. They moved them from sacking to appetizer, and that's where they cut lunch meat and cheese, but also the fish. This texter had never cleaned or filleted a fish in their life, and so when they had to do it for the first time, they said they completely destroyed it, and the lady, when they handed it to her, was horrified when she got her first Frankenstein fillet of her red snapper.
I can tell you that's hard to do. You do have to learn how to fillet a fish. I'm sure that looked just brutal.
Yeah.
And, of course, 713 says becoming a dad to two daughters. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. You have no idea what you're doing.
Yeah, that's a good one. Another one said I was a right fielder on my baseball team. We had a coach fill in. He asked me what position I played. I said second base. And then he said, boy, that ball comes to you quick. Yeah, sure a little does. Different than right field when you're at second base. You can keep texting those in, 713-572-4610. What's something you've had to do in life that you were completely unqualified for after Joe Espada again had to play doctor last night talking about the Jake Myers injury? We'll get back to the Myers injury later on. But let's go around the NFL. As the NFLPA is going to appeal the arbiter's collusion ruling in the NFL, this became a story. Pablo Torre and Mike Florio have really been pushing this about collusion in the NFL. I know Seth has done a lot of work on this for the morning show. He's read the whole document. He sent out even like a Cliff Notes version to people around here too. But the NFLPA now going to appeal. Just, I'm sure you guys have talked about it before,
oh, yeah.
But what are your thoughts on this whole situation?
Well, my thoughts are pretty straightforward. If you ask me, is there collusion in the NFL? Absolutely yes. Mm-hmm. 100%. But we went through actually some of Seth's stuff and some of the other reports and stories about the so-called evidence, what for lack of a better term, that was put into this document. None of it was really that strong in terms of that looks like collusion. It was like very vague, very, I'll put it this way. My heart would tell me there's collusion, but if I read those documents and saw those papers, I would say I can't, you know, the old Judge John, I can't call that collusion based on what I'm looking at, you know?
I'm in the same boat. Yeah. I think certainly there's some shady stuff going on behind closed doors in the NFL, but this case was not strong enough.
Yeah.
And there is no, they thought they had the smoking gun.
There Florio, was none.
Yeah, there isn't. It's just, yeah. It's not there. Again, I'm sure it's happening, but it hasn't been uncovered yet, and yeah. They haven't uncovered it here.
Yeah.
So I don't think anything's going to change or come from this whole story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they talk behind closed doors, man. So I'm sure it probably was off-the-record type stuff.
Yeah.
But not anything you can prove and say, yep,
like
they did
emails
that.
And stuff. I saw some of the emails. Like, that's that's a little fishy, but it's not like, oh, that's collusion.
Yeah, nah, you got to dig up some phone calls and all that, some voice messages.
I also don't know, like, the exact definition or the laws or anything, but just because, like, people are upset with the Deshaun contract and then they want to keep contracts down, I don't consider it collusion, like, specifically collusion. I consider it almost like good business. Like, to me, it has to be a plan where all the owners talk to one another and say, like, we're not paying more than this no matter what, or we're not going to sign this guy
or even one owner.
Matter what. Sure, yeah.
Even
yeah.
one owner. Like, I think one of the examples that was there was, I forget who it was, but either way, said, well, I don't like this.
Yes.
Well, just because you don't like it doesn't mean you're colluding to not do it yourself.
Yeah. Collusion would be getting...
I am not going to do this.
Yeah. Hey, don't sign that player to this.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, let's take a stand. Let's not give in, owners.
Yeah.
Right. I'm with you guys. I think there's a big difference there. Hey, yesterday we talked about Tristan Wirfs going to be out for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to start the season. And, of course, the Texans play... the Buccaneers in week two. It's the home opener here in Houston. It's going to be a rowdy crowd, fun night, and the Buccaneers are going to be missing their best offensive lineman. Well, to add on to the story, the Bucs are going to have to replace that guy with our old friend, Charlie Heck, who, of course, spent 4 years here and now is, this is his first year with the Bucs, right? He'll probably be the fill-in.
Charlie Heck, Figgy.
Revenge game.
Revenge game, Charlie Heck. Boy, he was a fourth-round pick. I thought early on he might have shown a couple of things, but he was never good. He was a B.O.B. guy. And the reason I put this in here is because, you know, that's a game that was kind of a toss-up if you look at it. You know, that's a good squad. Obviously, they've got a good quarterback. And the Texans' ends are just going to feast on Charlie Heck and obviously just in general.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, yep. So it's a good opportunity there early in the season. And then for Texans fans, you could take out some frustration and hopefully get to see, you know, Heck turned into a turnstile out there and the Texans blow by him. We did talk yesterday. ESPN put out that list. Texans were the only team with two top 10 pass rushers in the league. We know how good that pass rush should be and most likely will be. So, yeah, look out Charlie Heck to start the season, too. It's good you get them early in the year because not only is Tristan unavailable, but then also you haven't had a ton of time to adapt if you're the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
That's going to be a fun home opener regardless for the Texans. How about this story? Second NFL player to get scammed out of big money this week. The Minnesota Vikings linebacker Dallas Turner got scammed. But when you hear the details, I mean, this is... I feel bad for him, but I also don't feel bad for him because of the stupidity. Now, he is, like, what, 23 years old? He's only been in the league for 2 years. Here's the quick details, and this was reported by the Star Tribune, the paper there in Minnesota. Now, Jonathan Grenard has denied this. He has spoken out on Twitter for his teammates and said, I don't know where you got these details. This is not true, but it's been printed in a reputable publication up there. Anyways, as it goes, he got a phone call from his bank, from a banker at J.P. Morgan Chase called Turner and claimed someone was attempting to impersonate Turner at a Chase Bank branch in Arizona and presented two copies of ID to execute a wire transfer. So that's the setup. Turner says, oh, no, well, what am I supposed to do? They tell him, transfer your money to two separate businesses to prevent this attempted theft. The two businesses were Island Food Truck LLC and then CNLFL LLC. Transfer $120,000 to each of these two, and then this, the people trying to get your money in Arizona won't be able to get it, and it's going to be safe. So Turner went to two separate Chase Bank branches and transferred $120,000 at each bank to one of these companies. It wasn't until he was talking to a family member that they told him, I think you got scammed.
Yeah.
And then he contacted, I think, like the FBI or whatever, but scammed out of $240,000. But man, this is the type of scam I worry about, like my grandmother falling for, not some NFL player handing away $250,000.
My thing, though, I get what you're saying, and they prey on elderly and, you know, very susceptible people and the stories. But anyone can get scammed, man.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, anyone can get. They're so good at it. You know, we were talking a couple of weeks ago. I kind of was in down that rabbit hole because something popped up on my laptop that looked very suspicious. Called the number, and then after a while, I realized, okay, I know what's going on here, and I got out. It wasn't what they thought it was. Anyway, no need to share the details. It was just basically about my bank account as well. It can happen, and when you're 23. It's like the very naive or the very naive because you're older and
it's true.
You know, and I just feel horrible about this, and I could absolutely see it happen no matter your age.
That's fair. Yeah. The scams are, and especially now with technology, I mean, it's getting worse and worse than ever before, trickier and trickier.
Yeah.
They have recovered. They said in the story, like, this really helps. They've recovered 2,500 so far. It's like, yeah, it was 240,000.
That's the thing.
And that's the problem with a lot of these, especially like even when people get caught for like Ponzi schemes or anything. You never get that money back. They always say they're going to pay you back, and it's a ton of money that they have to pay, and they're going to garner their wages. But when it's $240,000, this case might be a little different. But, yeah, it's hard to track that down, especially this was in February. So I imagine they've moved the money, they spent the money, whatever. It's been 5 months, and they don't have that money to pay you back.
No, it's gone. Lesson learned, but a very expensive lesson.
Yeah.
And literally anyone who's listening to us, anyone out there, don't think, oh boy, what a sucker. I think it can happen. They're so good at it, you know?
They are. I don't know if I'd fall for this one, but there are certainly scams out there that can get me. There are some good ones. And last thing, Eli Manning originally said he was interested in purchasing a portion of the Giants. The Giants said in February that they were going to put up to 10% on the market. Eli said originally he would like to do it, but now he has come out and said, it's actually too expensive for me. We've talked about this before, even with the Lakers sale. I mean, just how crazy the value of these franchises are that even Eli's like, yeah, 10%, I can't do it. But I guess my question would be, which Texan, and maybe it's an obvious answer, which Texan would you like to, if ever a Texan were to buy in as an owner of the Texans moving forward, who would you like it to be?
You said it might be obvious, so I'm guessing you're thinking J.J. Watt.
Yeah,
J.J. or Andre Johnson.
But I don't know about that. I mean, JJ could do it. Hell, he owns a part of a soccer club right now or a big part of the soccer club in England. So he could do it. I just don't feel like this is something that Eli Manning has more money than JJ Watt, I got to believe. Or in the same neighborhood.
Certainly. Probably more, yeah.
In the same with all the Manning productions.
True,
and all that stuff. I think this is reflective of where ownership is going in general. It's going to be consortiums. It's going to be investing groups, et cetera. I don't think individuals very rarely have the money to invest in, especially in the NFL.
For sure. I'm with you. That's why, like, when A-Rod wanted, he had to get a group together. Right? Yeah. It's always a group. Brady got a small portion there of the Raiders, but, like, Magic Johnson's part of a group. It's never one guy. LeBron's part of a group. It's never just one athlete. So you have to get some other big money people together to be able to buy your portion. Eli was asked about it on CNBC Sport. He said it's valued at $10 billion, the Giants, which would put them right there with the Lakers. That was the largest sale. So that's why he said 1% of $10 billion, I don't have it. But yeah, so that's the story there out of the Giants. So $10 billion, if the Giants were to ever sell, they could match the Lakers, evidently, it seems, for the biggest sale of a sports team.
I believe every bit of that. $10 billion sounds about right.
Yeah,
it does. That market, that team.
Mm-hmm. It's true. That's going around the NFL, some of the things happening in the league in the last 24 hours. Speaking of the NFL, when we come back, let's talk about some NFL futures bets for the 2025 season, including some bets specifically for the Houston Texans that you might want to fire off on right now. This is based off of a CBS list and then a list of our own as well. We'll do it next. It's In the Loop.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.